Dr. Franklin. Dr. Benjamin Franklin. Dr. Hubbard. I'm over 100 years old. I'm over 200 years old. In another 2 years, I shall be 300 years old.
Which is a testament to the preservative qualities of good English gin.
Second largest English-speaking city in the world, next to London itself. Considering it is not yet 86 years old from its establishment, that is prodigious. Bostons were Puritans. They were holier than thou. And thou. And thou. Godly tonight. They were difficult people. They were godly people and good people, but difficult to live with. I was born into the third church curve in the South Meeting House, and my father was from that church. He lined out the South, sing a line of the two, and the people would respond. And he was also a tithing man of the church. You know the tithing man? Ah, he's an officer of the church in charge of a tithe of families, that's 10 families, to make sure they attend unto the public worship, and then he and the other tithing man, whilst the worship is going on, goes about the sanctuary, the meeting house, great long stick, twice as long as my cane, and the far end of it would be a rabbit's tail or a feather. They peer into the pews, you see everyone being alert to the service. I have you lost your attention, drifting off, they reach in and tickle their wig with a feather. Well, you might fall asleep. We're some 6 or 7 hours on a Sunday at least. The sermon that I was used to as a boy was 3 and 4 hours in duration. Look what you have to look forward to. I can recall we were praying, our minister from the great high pulpit praying along, steady praying, prayed as long as half an hour, 45 minutes behind. And I, of course, opened my eye and peep about the meeting house. The wrong thing to do. But what do you think I saw? The good old people, their spirits lifting them to the heavens, to be sure. With their knees giving out, I looked upon a meeting house full of people who were going like such, bobbing and wheeling, and inadvertently, I giggled. Can you guess what happens? Do you giggle in the midst of services, in the midst of prayers, indeed, in a Puritan meeting house? My father, when we returned to the house, did visit the rod of learning on the seat of knowledge. I keep my eyes shut. Well, if that doesn't catch your attention, it's feathered. The other end had a brass knob. More than once, I've seen the tithing man jewel his jaw so very well. One poke of his brass knob woke up and put to sleep this self-same person. Notice I haven't got a feather, and I have a shorter reach, but a word to the wise. When I was a boy, some coppers coming by my way, some pennies, I went to purchase a toy of some device. I don't know what I wanted. But on the way, I came across a boy who had a whistle, a tin whistle. Kind of slide in and out, you vary the tone of it. And I was charmed by the sound of the whistle. And I resolved that I should have a whistle after all. I coveted the whistle. So I went into the toy store and asked for the whistle and threw all my money upon the counter, paying much more than I should have, not being conscious, only being driven by my desire, by my yearning, by my hope. When I got home, I went tootling and tweedling all about the house, which put everybody out of countenance, made them angry, and they made point to explain to me that I paid more than 3 or 4 times what I should have done for the whistle. And suddenly it sounded sour. This has been a good lesson to me from when I was 7. I've always thought now, when I see something that I desire, is it merely the desire or is it useful to me? Do I want it really? I've seen men beggar themselves,
by clothing themselves and their families more than they ought to above their station, by living in houses that could not sustain in their payment thereof, by yearning for prizes and treasures that were not to come to them. They have spent all their monies and mortgaged their souls and their livelihoods for these enterprises. It is a foolishness. Be content with what you have, I learned at that time. Want what you need. Need what you want. Do not spend more. Do not spend too much for your whistle. And life will have a homelier tune. Therein is the story of the whistle.